the book Hebrews, part 278. Professor Hannes Reginhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is also the handbook which I'm using for the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. It's nearly 800 pages thick, A4, and there's information in that book that you've never heard of before. Should you require any information or have a question, you're so welcome to contact us. Our WhatsApp number is +27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very, very welcome. Please subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are also busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Very important to share this link with your friends and family, everyone who's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege for us to be able to study the word of Yahweh El Elohim. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now, after a long time, we are now back at our original scripture where we were yesterday morning as well. Now, what you will find, seeing that Enoch is supposed to be taken alive into heaven, which hasn't happened, which we understand now, we don't hear nothing from Enoch from here on, like in nothing. Isn't that funny? Isn't that curious? Make us wondering. Well, I don't wonder, because I know. According to the word of Yahweh and the revelation word, he wasn't taken up alive. He died and he was just no more available. Like if I die now, I'm not. Hebrews 6 verse 11. Now we will find in the rest of chapter 11 how Apostle Paul is using different people who operated in faith without seeing what they were doing. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. That he must be a capital H. It's Yahweh Almighty. Him, in brackets, Yahweh Almighty. See, if they placed the capital letters in the right places, it would have been so easy to read Bible, because even children would have understood it better. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. What do we find as bride of Yahushua, as part of the bride in the 21st century, on what do we base our presumptions? What do we base the things that we believe in? It's upon faith. It's a substance that you don't see. You can't touch it. But we believe it, as if it happened just yesterday. When we talk about Yahushua, as if he's just gone for a cup of tea. So really it is. And there's more than 2,000 years of time expand between when he was on earth to where we are right now in 2026. But without faith. So to be a Yahvist, I don't use the word Christian, because we're not Christians. Why? Because the Catholics is called Christians, and they killed more than 150 million people. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, Yahweh. You need to operate in faith. You know, faith comes as we grow in the Spirit, in the Ruach HaKodesh. So does faith grow. Faith is not just to say, oh, I believe. It's more to that. It's that I live in that which I believe in. We are prepared to die for that which we believe in. That is faith. It's not just say, well, I have faith. or I accept him, I have faith. No, it's more than that. A faith is like a seed that you plant. When you come to repentance, you've been immersed, and you start to walk the walk of holiness. Without nobody will see Yahweh, our Elohim. We plant little seeds every day, and that seeds are called faith. And we need to take care of them every day. But we have one privilege, and that is that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, lives within us. Yahweh says in the Word, He doesn't live in temples made by hands anymore. That's why He allowed the temple 70 AY to be burned down and Jerusalem's walls to be pushed over. He had no desire. He had no need for it anymore. There was no need for a temple anymore. Why? Because the temple, Yahweh Shua, came and taught us about a temple where He says, you are the body of the Father, and I am the head. He's the head of what? Of the temple. How wonderful is that? Not necessarily to go to a church, to sit in a church, to participate in church ordinances and all this stuff that's going on. But we can function through faith. Doing Bible study every day of our lives. That is faith. We are learning about things that's gone by. Thousands of years ago, centuries ago, not hundreds of centuries ago. And we live in it as if it has just happened. That is faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him, Yahweh Almighty. For He, now that's a small he, that cometh to Yahweh, must believe that He, the person, is. That He is. That second He is a capital H, Yahweh. Let's read it again. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him, Yahweh Almighty, capital H. For He, that's me and yourself, that cometh to Yahweh, must believe that He, that's Yahweh, our Elohim, is. That's a capital H. And that He, capital H, Yahweh El Elohim, is the rewarder of them, that's us, that diligently seek Him, that Him is a capital H. Now I think we've got five or six hymns that's supposed to be capital letters. That's why Bible study is so important. Because previously, all these years in your life that you've been sitting in the churches, you've been reading over this, and the pastors and the reverends and priests and whoever, they never even picked it up themselves. Otherwise, your Bible would have been changed ages ago. So we need faith to do what? To please Yahweh. We need faith to grow in the Ruach HaKodesh, in my soul's dimension. We need faith to advance in my spiritual life. And that's so important. It's not you sitting in a church, like a lot of these guys did, sitting in churches and they don't grow in their spiritual lives. We've just seen different videos now of people that been sitting in these mega churches. And after COVID, the churches just fell down. Some of the churches today is shopping centers. There's nothing of it. Where's that faith? Where has it gone? It's all about prosperity and money. And like some of that people says, they were never taught to believe. They were never taught to eat themselves. They were fed with baby food. They never got rump steaks, meat. And Zulu, it's nyama. An Afrikaans' place. They never got to get that stuff. They were used to eat purity like a little baby, fed with a spoon. But it was necessary, and that's why it was necessary for Yahweh to allow COVID. For people to discover that they are not growing, and not missing one service, and not missing one moment where they can die and pay their tithes, and that's all that was preached, was prosperity. Now we understand, studying the Word, what faith means. There, in that church, you don't need faith. You just need attendance. You just need to attend every service or what service you attend. Or also, the people say, it was not a service, it was a show. With lights and all the stuff going with it. Lasers and lights and big TV screens. And you see, what they do is they work psychologically with the minds of the people. So he that cometh to Joppa must believe that Joppa is, he is what? He's the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Yahushua is the King of Kings and the Master of all. And there's a reward that we are going to receive. And that reward is when we die. Yes, on earth today, we are rewarded already. We are called kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. And He rewards us with health. Did you know that? He rewards us with the house that we live in. He rewards us, we have cars that we can drive, we don't need to walk. He rewards us with family, children and grandchildren. And grand-grandchildren. He rewards us with Yahweh's brothers and sisters who we all love, who are so dear to us. That's all rewards. And above it all, He rewards us in the sense that we grow in the Ruach HaKodesh. The love to do Bible study. These people say that they came about the knowledge that they can study the Word. But now I also want to say, it's very important that you make sure whose word you study. Because there again, Satan is using the chance is to infiltrate the houses of people not going to church anymore with theological and dogmatic lies. Things that they make sound like it is heaven, and in the meantime it's death. That's why we need to grow in the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to grow in the Spirit. In order for us, when we discover something, that we can immediately know it's gold. It's worth gold, spiritually. Somebody that is going to, looking for gold, that's going to start mining, he know what he's looking for. She knows what they're looking for. You know what goals look like. And this is where we must come. We must come unto the stage where we, when we discover word, that we know how to test it. Is it 100% pure word? Or is it just 50% revelation word? Because is it 50, 70, 80%? It's not word. It's infected. And that's what Satan does. He comes with a half truth. He comes with a half the truth, which is actually a half of a lie. And this half of the truth suddenly sounds like it's all truth, because people now is seeking for something new. They're seeking to advance in the Spirit, in the Ruach HaKodesh, and also in their own mind. And in studying the Word. And that's why I say, you must test what I'm saying with the Word. And if I'm not scriptural, you need to advise me. Say, Prof, you're not on the Scripture. This is not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says this and this and this and this. So that we can be on the Word. We need to come to faith. We need to develop our own faith. Now, when I say own faith, not what I just like to hear. We take the word in its whole. You love your child, but when the child goes sick, you sometimes need to give it some medicine, antibiotics or something. If it's cough, you need to give a cough mixture. Otherwise, it's just going to, the flu is just going to advance and it's going to become a pandemic again. So we need to use our intelligence Well, we know what to do when we raise children. And the same with the Spirit in the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to know how to advance ourselves in the Ruach HaKodesh, so that we know when to take certain spiritual medication which is infiltrated with the blood of Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to measure what we do and what we do with our lives and our time in Bible studies. Now you just used to follow, just run into it and bump your head. You need to work structured. Now tomorrow morning, His Father's will, we're going to continue. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.